We are a gaggle of grannies, urging you off of your pennies. We're telling you now, we're angry and how, no more war.
The first day of spring, it was a beautiful sunny afternoon in Boston. It was also a day to mark the 7th anniversary of the invasion of Iraq. About 50 anti-war activists gathered at Park Street Station with banners and signs. Cole Harrison of United for Justice with Peace was the first to address the group.
1,000 U.S. service people have died in Afghanistan. Tens of thousands of Afghan civilians have died. Their country has been at war for 30 years due to United States meddling. And we are now spending $100 billion a year on the war in Afghanistan. Yet at this time, millions of Americans are jobless. Cities and towns across the country are slashing budgets for basic services. We urgently need to challenge the administration's budget priorities. Starve the war, not the nation. Last week, 65 members of Congress voted to withdraw U.S. troops from Afghanistan. That is not nearly enough. We call on Senators Kerry and Brown, as well as the Massachusetts congressional delegation, to oppose the Afghanistan war and vote against this money for war. Yeah. So in conclusion, we demand the withdrawal of all U.S. occupation forces from Iraq and Afghanistan. We demand redirection of military budget to meet human needs, and we demand abolition of nuclear weapons. Thank you.
Susan McLucas, a longtime area anti-war activist, was the chief organizer for this event.
I can imagine it's been 7 years since the U.S. went into Iraq with shock and awe, based on an absolute fabrication. All of us were saying there were no weapons of mass destruction, and even if they had them, would that have been a reason? But that didn't stop the U.S. from going in there and just bombing the place back terribly. Is so ridiculous. It's been 4 years since we found out for sure that those lies were lies. Officially, it came out when the Downing Street memos were made public that the whole thing had been made up before the war. The Bush administration and the British were just finding whatever reasons they could to go in. They had decided they had to go into Iraq for none of the reasons they were telling us. They're talking about withdrawing, and we want to hold them to that. We don't see any reason to stay as long as they're talking about, but by the end of next year, we need to make a whole lot of noise if they're not out of Iraq. This whole thing comes from 9/11, the war on terror. What happened on 9/11, we don't even know, and our government certainly didn't make any efforts to find out. Just to get them into a state of panic, and then we can do whatever we want in the way of wars, and that's what's been going on. Obama promised to close down Guantanamo, and the time is past, and he hasn't done it. A few people have gone home, but not that many. Now he's talking about there being some who just can't be tried. They're just too dangerous. We don't see any reason for that. The criminal justice system was made for bad people who've done bad things. We have a system of laws, and we need to use it. Anyhow, there's a little bit of sense being talked in Washington, ever so slight, but General Petraeus was telling the Joint Chiefs of Staff recently that the actions of Israel were making Americans less safe. That's really important. The whole war on terror, as they call it, is doing the same thing. And if our government could understand, it would be a wonderful day. It's a beautiful day here on the Boston Common, and we're thinking about sad things, but we're here enjoying the sunshine, and we're practically sure that no bombs are going to be raining down on our heads. And I'm glad you're out here to raise your voices against this. But thanks for being here.
Susan McLucas addressing the anti-war protest at Park Street Station in downtown Boston on the first day of spring. John Niles is with the Smedley Butler Brigade, the local chapter of Veterans for Peace. He quoted Smedley Butler, who was a decorated Marine in World War I, later turned anti-war activist.
War is a racket. It always has been. It's possibly the oldest, easily the most profitable, and surely the most vicious. It's international in scope. It's the only one where profits are measured in dollars and the losses in blood and lives. There are two things. Now mark this one.
Tell it.
There are two things we should fight for. By the way, Smedley was not anti-military. To quote, the United States should be so secure, a rat couldn't get through, nor want to get through. The two things we should fight for, the defense of our homeland, and he skipped the Constitution and went right to the Bill of Rights.
Right.
Just in case it's up to interpretation, some wise men back a long time ago decided, you know, let's spell it out. War's a racket, all right. And any time they want to have one, I think every corporate executive, every member of government, every executive, be restricted in a monthly income to that of the lowest cannon fodder, private E-1-0311 USMC cannon fodder they go out there. Why shouldn't they? They're not taking any risk. Getting killed. Getting wounded. Getting your mind f***ed up. And I mean it. I mean it. We work with these kids. We see where they're coming from. The Iraq vets against the war. I saw a great one the other day. A kid, Marine, Afghan. Afghanistan. Pashtun for Vietnam.
John Niles of Veterans for Peace. He certainly got the attention of some of those passing by with his colorful language. Some complained about young children being present and that he should be more responsible. That sparked a minor debate, but things overall remained calm. Most people passing by gave a look of curiosity, but for the most part kept on walking. A few, however, did stop and listen.
I think it looks amazing. I didn't know about it. I was just passing by and I saw it. And I just stopped to listen.
So you're passing by and you saw it, but you're interested enough to stay. So what are your feelings about the war?
I'm totally against the war. I'm not even American, so I don't know what you guys are thinking around here, but all over the world, it's absurd.
Where are you from?
I'm from Brazil.
Oh, and down there, they think U.S. actions are absurd?
Yeah.
Phoebe North has worked on torture and detention issues for many years. She spoke about the city of Fallujah.
We have a lot of documentation of war crimes in Fallujah that was put together by a human rights director named Muhammad al-Daraji, who wrote a beautiful, extensive, well-documented report about birth defects in Fallujah after the two attacks in 2004, which he titled the Prohibited Weapons Crisis in Fallujah. And he's been clamoring for the UN to go study the land in Fallujah, to look at the correlation between the rise in birth defects and the toxic chemicals that have gone so deeply into the water and the crops there. The women of Fallujah have been strongly urged not to have children anymore into the unlimited future. And so Muhammad al-Daraji, my human rights director colleague, wants the UN to study the land, the cancer rates, and the birth deformities, and then clean up the land and send proper medical aid to Fallujah, which, was almost destroyed twice in 2004. There are very well documented hundreds of pages of war crimes by U.S. forces just in Fallujah alone. Please keep the people of Fallujah, whose souls must ache for a war crimes investigation and whose bodies ache with all kinds of rotten things and who have been waiting since 2004 for medical aid. Just keep those children especially in your hearts. And I think that probably most of us are kind of tired of all this. I know I am. So I haven't come with strategy today. I just come with the hope that you'll keep these children in the light of your heart and let them be there like seeds for the good thoughts and actions for peace that I know that you'll take in the future, because I know a lot of you, and I really appreciate your deep roots in a really wonderful love for justice, and I thank you for coming today.
George Capaccio is a concerned citizen who made several civilian trips to Iraq both before and after the invasion.
We hear President Obama giving fine speeches with eloquent words, and we think, yes, everything is well now. Obama's in the White House. Thank God. We have put a black man in the White House who doesn't seem to care about civilian lives in Afghanistan, Somalia, Yemen, or Iraq, who's quite willing to commit atrocities in the name of preserving our national interests, our national security. I don't recall seeing anything in the news about American children dying from special forces raids, as happened last week or the week before in Afghanistan, when U.S. special forces and Afghan soldiers raided a village, killing two pregnant women and some government employees. That doesn't happen here. Why aren't we enraged about outraged that such things are taking place in our name in other parts of the world? That we can tolerate the existence of drones attacking compounds and villages in Afghanistan and Pakistan? Imagine if there were drones hovering over Boston targeting individuals here. Targeted assassinations in homes, villages, towns, wiped out in the name of preserving our national security. I think our target is the war on terror in all of its manifestations. The war on terror is terror, plain and simple. And that's the terror we have to stop. Whether it's in Afghanistan, whether it's an assault on Gaza, whether it's in Iraq, Somalia, or Yemen. And it is our president who supports the war on terror, now called Overseas Contingency Operations. The new name, the new brand. So on this seventh day, this seventh year, the seventh anniversary of the invasion of Iraq, I think it's necessary for us to remember the suffering that our government and military has caused to the people of Iraq. 13 years of sanctions, which led to the deaths of perhaps a million people, half of whom were children under the age of five, thanks to sanctions enforced by the U.S. and the U.K. We don't hear much about those anymore. Or the U.S. support for Saddam Hussein when he was conducting his most outrageous atrocities. Don't hear much about that either. So I think it's important for us to continue the struggle to call out for the end of the occupation of Iraq and Afghanistan and to fight against the drone attacks and the expansion of the war into other parts of the world. Thank you.
George Capaccio speaking at the anti-war rally in Boston on March 20th.
Obama, Clinton, shame, shame, stop the killing in our name. Obama, Clinton, shame, shame, stop the killing in our name.
Obama. The grannies went to Washington, were there to take a stand for people of Colombia and all Afghanistan and Palestine and Israel, Iraq and every land.
We march to stamp out war.
The Raging Grannies provided some entertainment for this event, which was organized to mark the 7th anniversary of the invasion of Iraq and to show local support for the March on Washington happening on the same day. It was recorded and edited by your reporter Chuck Rosina for the Boston Community Radio Project. For more information about anti-war activities in the Boston area, go to www.justicewithpeace.org. Thanks for listening.
We are